Watcher, and welcome, biggest ever welcome, in fact, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn, breaking our usual ways a bit this week as we're starting and finishing with an Ellington Small Group number. Both are shorties, so I thought we deserved both of them. And we certainly do. Both of our Ellington numbers this week are from the same Fantasy label album. It's called The Intimacy of the Blues, and it features small, smallish subgroups of the famous orchestra between 67 and 70. We heard the Ellington compo Out South, recorded in New York, March 67. Soloists were the majestic Lawrence Brown trombone and the incomparable Johnny Hodges alto. The others, Cat Anderson trumpet, Paul Gonsalves tenor, Harry Carney baritone, the Duke piano, John Lamb bass and Rufus Jones drums. Very bluesy, very gospely number, and it formed part of Ellington's The Combo Suite, sometimes referred to as Hi-Fi Fo-Fum. All six songs of the suite recorded at this one session, but then not released. Huh. More from the Duke at the very end of our show. Arguably, two tracks from this next album as well, as I've included NHOP's intro.
At this time, we would like to withdraw into our cultural musical heritage, which is Scandinavian. And apart from being some very wonderful melodies that we're going to play, it also seems that it has kind of a humorous effect when I announce them in Danish. God knows why. But here they are. I skovens dybe stille ro, og jeg gik mig ud en sommerdag.
Thank you.
Firstly, a great intro by NHOP. Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen, I don't need to add, but did. It's his trio live, although live is a trifle misleading here, as it's in a studio in Hamburg, Germany, March 2001. Yes, there was a small audience in attendance, so yes, live, I suppose. The English translation, I'm not going to attempt the Danish one after NHOP's intro, In the Silence of the Woods. Ulf Wegner's guitar, and he and NHOP played together for 15 years in this trio and in Oscar Peterson's quartet. Jonas Johansson drums. And as I've said, every time we play anything by NHOP, that his playing can, and often does, reduce me to tears. But I managed to avoid blubbing this time. And now we're hot to trot. Harold Ousley on tenor is the leader. Sadly, he only made a handful of albums in his own name, small handful at that. He was a sideman to Gene Ammons in the 50s, then George Benson in the 60s, and in the 70s played with Lionel Hampton and, separately of course, Count Basie. Hot to Trot was recorded in 86 in Brooklyn, New York, and came out on a cheapy label album called Harold Ousley and a Circle of Friends. The friends being Greg Scaff, guitar, James Weidman, piano, Don Gladstone, bass, Curtis Boyd, drums, and Montego Joe, percussion. For completeness sake, please let me add that Jimmy Scott contributes a few vocals. Enrico Pierannunzi is next. A recent, 2016, Bonsai album called Ménage à Trois, with no liner notes, which is a shame. The leader is the pianist Enrico Pierannunzi, and it's an age since we featured him. We must do it more often. He's always terrific. Diego Imbert, bass, Andre Cesarelli, drums. And we heard the Darius Milhaud compo Le Crépuscule, one of literally hundreds that he wrote, one of the most prolific of the French composers. Trumpeter Clara Bryant died a couple of weeks back. Let's remember her now.
Someone is calling me from way out yonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. There is no greater life of which I'm fonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. Ain't got no cares, got no strings, but my heart, it's got wings. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. If I am fancy free and I love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. There is no greater life, ha, of which I'm fonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. Baby, got no care. It's just a gypsy in my soul.
Jazz was, and still is, very largely, almost exclusively male. Yes, lots of female singers, but once you get away from the piano and organ, where many women did excel and have successful careers, for instance, Mary Lou Williams, Marion McPartland, Shirley Scott, Barbara Carroll, the list of women working consistently is a short one. Of the horn players, there was Melba Liston, Vi Redd, Barbara Thompson, the only names that immediately come to mind as I sit here, and the sole trumpet player was Clara Bryant. She only ever made one album as a leader, a Mode Records LP called Gal with a Horn, recorded in L.A., July 57. Born in Texas, she was based in L.A. for all of her adult life, and where she died last month at the age of 92. And she had a great voice, as we heard on Gypsy in My Soul. Walter Benton, tenor, Normie Faye, trumpet, were on some of the tracks, including Gypsy. And I'll mention the names of the musos in her regular quartet after we've heard Man with a Horn. Same LP, of course.
You'll always find me near the man with the horn. Find me there from dark until dawn. That's the place where music is born. So so listen while he takes his solo apart. Watch him close his eyes from the start. Hear the music pour from his heart. Divine. So he said, completely. I'm lost in his spell. So if you're in the mood for music and song, just consult the stars up above, and you will find that you will be drawn to the man with the horn. Just consult the stars up above, and you will find that you will be drawn to the man with the horn.
So, at last, the musos in the quartet, fairly obviously, Clora Bryant, vocal and trumpet, Roger Fleming, piano, Ben Tucker, bass, Brux Freeman, drums, and fabulous trumpet playing. She was a regular on LA's famous for jazz, that is, Central Avenue. She played with Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, who was her mentor and really thought very highly of her playing. She did play at La Riviera in Las Vegas, and Louis Armstrong was there and was so impressed that he rustled up his band to join her on stage. And despite that CV, club owners still regarded her as a novelty. And by 1992, her two horns were in the pawn shop and she was living on Social Security in her son's apartment. And worse still, to compound this sad situation, a fire started during that year's LA riots following the acquittal of the four white police officers after they'd beaten Rodney King close to death. The fire the rioters started destroyed all of her cherished memorabilia, her baby grand, her photos with Basie and Ellington. There's a great documentary on her called Trumpetistically Clora Bryant. One more quick story on the remarkably persistent Clora. In the mid-80s, she wrote directly to the new Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, asking him to use his influence to arrange a concert so she could be the first female horn player to be invited to perform there. In 88, she did just that. Goodbye, Clora Bryant. A contrast now, a jazz piece inspired by Bach's Air on a G-String.
Thank you.
a jazz workshop LP called Take Your Pick, Ha Ha, co-led by the two guitarists Johnny Pisano and Billy Bean, with Gene Estes on vibes having a large share of the action. Billy was the first guitar solo, Johnny second, logically. Where were we? Hal Gaylor, bass, and Larry Bunker, drums. The lineup does vary considerably, apart from the two guitarist co-leaders, from track to track. Great LP, recorded in LA, March 58. Here's another contrast. And that was recorded at the Great American Music Hall, San Francisco, November 84, and the resultant Kaleidoscope LP is called Jazz Violin Celebration. We heard the Thelonious Monk compo Nutty. The album is dedicated to their jazz violin heroes: Stefan Grappelli, Joe Venuti, Sven Asmussen, Jean-Luc Ponty, Stuff Smith, Eddie South. What? No Ray Nance? The three violinists were Daryl Anger, David Balakrishnan and Matt Glazer. with Mike Marshall flitting between mandolin, guitar, Mando cello and fiddle, Mike Wullenberg electric guitar and Bob Wasserman bass. Fun, huh? Another contrast. Well, did that sound a trifled old-fashioned? Yes, indeed, but it's the veteran altoist, Captain John Handy. He played clarinet in New Orleans back in the 20s, and although he switched to alto in 28, he remained very true to that earlier New Orleans style. But he still somehow made it seem fresh and contemporary. The song Diana was recorded in Brussels, April 66, on one of his rare European tours. Handy, alto as we know, Cuff Billet, trumpet, and a British rhythm section of Pat Hawes piano, Dave Green bass, Barry Martin drums. The liner notes refer to the captain as tall and somewhat bent, but in a pleasant way, no doubt. Duh, just snapped the needle, stylus I should say, off the record player as I was taking that LP off. How stupid am I? So, a change of plan, as I haven't obviously got time to fit a new one right now. Here's Reggie Houston on CD. Let Us Break Bread Together from a Ten Birds album recorded in 1999 at the Boiler Room in New Orleans. All the songs are traditional gospel ones, but arranged by tenor man Reggie Houston. The album is called Wordless Praise, the gospel saxophone of Reggie Houston. That, as you know now, was a tenor solo. Other songs on this album have either organ or piano plus bass and drums added. Loved that. Now we're off at last to Paris. And that's from a 2017 Fresh Sound double CD called Paris Sessions 54 to 56, It's actually a subgroup of Woody Herman's 54 Herd on the first CD and Stan Kenton's band in 56 on the second one. I chose The Herdsman to be specific, Dick Collins trumpet, Cy Tooth bass trumpet, Bill Perkins and Dick Hafer, Hafe, on tenor saxes, Henri Renault piano, Red Kelly bass and Jean-Louis Vial drums, April 54 in Paris. Originally released on volume 2 of 2 volumes, the third Herdman Blow in Paris, 2 Vogue 10-inch LPs, and that was an Henri Renault song, Just 40 Bars. Henri Renault and Jean-Louis Vial were obviously local boys and not herdmen, as Vogue called them, rather than herdsmen, that is. Penultimate number. It's our Ellington song as the last one, if you remember. Anyway, this is an extraordinary Atlantic album called Yusef Lateef's Encounters. We're about to hear track number 10, which is The Ninth Encounter. There are 12 tracks and 15 encounters, so we're missing 3 of them, sadly. Yusef Lateef piano and alto flute. The Ninth Encounter has this subtitle, is your judgment motivated by piety? Recorded in Shutesbury, Massachusetts, Jan 91. Yusef Lateef wrote all the music, produced the album, played tenor and soprano saxes, sea flute, alto flute and piano, and did all the drawings that adorn the front, inside and back covers of this album. And I love this album so much I'm going to squeeze in a snippet of track 6, the 11th encounter, obviously. Here it is. Wonderful, wonderful, the unexpected piano playing of Yusef Lateef. Now at last, our closer. It's Ellington again, as promised. Same lineup as we had earlier, same date, March 57. This time the song is Soul Country, on which, according to the great Stanley Dance's liner notes, quote, Hodges sings, Brown preaches over soulful backgrounds, as the pianist directs very forcefully, unquote. And as ever, I really hope you've had fun. I've managed to find a new style, as you'll be pleased to hear. So a frustrating hour or so of trying to fit that, which of course always brings the danger of me snapping it off again. But promise I'll be all ready for next week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz, when I do hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.